Coming up this Thursday, the 25th, the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra will be gathering once more for their March Moxley Carmichael Masterworks Concert. The program will feature works of Joseph Haydn, Joseph Boulogne, Florence Price, and music of Carlos Simon, his Portrait of a Queen. Speaking with me today to discuss Simon's work is Aram Demergen and President of the Beck Cultural Exchange Center, Reverend Renee Kessler. Oh, it's so good to have you here. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. What an honor.
Thank you.
So the name of this program, Portrait of a Queen, is also the name of a work that you'll be performing by Carlos Simon. Am I right in assuming that this might be Simon's musical debut for Knoxville audiences?
Well, it's certainly the first time the KSO is performing his music. And I'm really, really pleased that we are. I find Carlos to be one of the most intriguing and exciting compositional voices out there right now. And I'm going to use Carlos Simon's words here. The way he describes Portrait of a Queen is, "This piece traces the evolution of Black people in America through the lens of the Black woman, using one figurative character who represents strength, courage, and selflessness. This queen will transform from her journey as a leader in Africa to a slave on an American plantation, to a disenfranchised citizen subject to Jim Crow laws, and finally to the strong matriarch found in many churches presently." It is a piece that is told through a variety of different types of art and media. There is orchestra music, there is narration, of course, there are also images, and there is some pre-recorded sound. It really transports the listener into this story that is necessary for everybody to hear, but undertold and certainly under-celebrated on symphony orchestra stages.
Wow.
This centuries-long story will be communicated by one narrator representing this queen over time. And I'm very, very happy that we're going to be welcoming Reverend Renee Kessler, who's also the president of the Beck Cultural Exchange Center, to be our narrator and speaker for the program.
I'm so interested to just hear your thoughts about it. How excited are you to do this?
You know, I really am very excited on many levels. And I think about why I agreed to do this. Not only because I love the passion that Aram has for this work and his commitment to being inclusive and for doing things that are, how shall I say, good stuff. I'll just say that, doing real good stuff. I'm grateful to him for his leadership and understanding that when we talk about the arts and culture, it is a truly inclusive audience that we want to engage in, and it's an inclusive story that we often want to tell. And so this is exciting for me, not only because it is the woman, the voice of a Black woman in Women's History Month, and in a moment when many Black women are standing in their truth, and I get to be the voice of that truth, is an honor. So for such a time as this, I'll just say it like that. I'm very honored.
Well, you know, Renee, I'll also follow with that. You're very, very kind to offer those kind words to me, but really it's I and us that really need to be thanking you for all of the work that you have done and continue to do throughout your career at the Beck Center, at your church, doing the real frontline boots on the ground work to advocate for equity in our society, to advocate for social justice in our society. And, you know, I mean, I conduct a symphony orchestra and I think that music is important. Music has a capacity to celebrate. Music also has a capacity to inspire. And inspiration is what I'm really hoping is the ultimate result of this program and of this collaboration. And it's my hope that if people who are listening to the program, and particularly to Portrait of a Queen, are inspired, learn something that they didn't maybe know before, that then that will be an impetus for them to engage with organizations like Beck that they may not have engaged with before. And hopefully also if we have newcomers to the symphony, I really want to get out the message that we want to make the symphony a welcoming place for all.
I think you're right on point with that. And I echo all of your sentiments. I don't take compliments very well, but I will receive it for Beck because Beck is doing great work. Renee Kessler won't take an ounce of credit for it, but I promise you, I am honored to share in this voice, right? And to be able to bring an authentic piece of the narrative to, again, the music is phenomenal. So, I mean, just the composer, and the way that he put all of that together, it drew me in, right? So my hope is that others will feel the same way. And I do think music has a way of healing, uniting, but at the same time, it also gives us that expression that we need to be able to have. And it sets all of the emotions, you know, like when you listen to it, all of those emotions come out of it. So it's easy because it's a great piece and it makes sense. And I'm telling you, the composer is extraordinary.
He is extraordinary. And I mean, he's getting recognized and celebrated nationally, like he deserves to be. He's one of the most recent recipients of the Sphinx Medal of Excellence provided by the Sphinx Organization. And he is just a wonderful and inspiring human being.
I can't wait. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this being in our community too. So this is great.
Yeah. And hopefully just this plants a seed for, you know, more such collaborations, you know, between, you know, our two organizations. We know each other. You and I have known each other for years, but this is the first time that we've actually done anything intentional together quite like this. And so hopefully this just plants the seed for more ideas, more collaboration, more expanding of our communal field of vision.
And I'll just say, I dare you.
Absolutely. Oh. I'll take that dare.
I will
take that dare. For me as a white man, it's something that's important to me as well. I also know that the story of Portrait of a Queen isn't my story to tell, but my feeling is, you know, we as the symphony, we have a stage, we have a microphone to hand to people like Renee Kessler, to people like you, to be able to amplify that story, especially to people in our audience who might not always have occasion to encounter that story. You know, one of the many tools of racism in our society is dehumanization. And one of the core aspects of our humanity is our art. And so our art is how we tell our stories. Totally. And so when we don't celebrate the art of a group of people, it can carry the implication that they're ideas are somehow worthless.
Right.
And I would just say that, you know, Black history and culture is what Beck has done, what Beck does, and what Beck is committed to. And I'm honored, again, to do this important work. And absent of Beck, there's no single African-American history or culture center in the region doing what we're doing. And we're very serious about the work. So our hope is that our greater community will unite together, particularly around the work that we're doing, and specifically today around the idea of collaborations, partnerships, friendships, and how we work together in unity to make our community the beloved community.
Absolutely. And I'm just wondering if you could speak on how could our listeners directly support the Beck Cultural Exchange Center?
Well, support us by continuing. First of all, membership is always great. Be a member of Beck. So you have to be a Beck member. And then also, we didn't let COVID stop us. We took the history and the culture that Beck has and does virtually. And we've been doing that tonight. We're going to be doing a virtual conversation on the violence in our community right now that we've experienced at Austin East High School. And so I will be talking to the ladies of Austin East. These are graduates of the school. So we are intentional about bringing our community together through peace and love and kindness, but we also want to expose the challenges in our community. So we invite you to be a part of all the work that we're doing. We invite you to be a part of the Delaney Project that we're bringing online, the International Museum, where we're going to bring the world to Knoxville to see all things Buford and Joseph Delaney. We invite you to be a part of the work that we're doing with the symphony. We just invite you to come along with Beck to support us. Obviously, financially is great. Your support by coming to the programs and giving us feedback on the things that we're doing is great. Send us an email, beckcenter.net. You can sign up for the e-newsletter and see what's happening at the Beck all the time and join us. But most especially, what we want you to do is to understand how important our Black history and culture is to this region. And you can talk about national history, you can talk about international history, but when you talk about your local and regional history, that's a different narrative. And I think it's very important that we understand the contributions of extraordinary people from this area and how that helps to propel us to become a better community locally and regionally. And that's our focus. So we're excited to bring that. And again, I just can't tell you how excited I am about this symphony piece. And Aram, I'm telling you, that's the kind of stuff that Beck likes to, that's the good trouble we like to get into. And so we're looking forward to, we love culture, right? So it's arts and culture. And, you know, traditionally, if you think about Black history and culture, particularly as we talk about music, when you talk about the different genres of music all throughout history, music is what freedom looked like, right? Music set us free. Much of the sounds and the rhythms and the beats and the words and the lyrics and music, again, were part of the freedom movement for Black, and they always have been. And so we always sort of rally around music and the culture. So this is another opportunity that we do that. And at the end of it, I like the way Aram says it, we want to inspire you and encourage you to leave this world better than we found it. And I think that's our responsibility.
I just wrote down, music is what freedom looks like.
I know,
Renee.
I'm just
going to put that in quote marks and hang that on my wall.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to this March Masterworks concert. Aram Demergen and Reverend Renee Kessler, thank you so much for joining me today on this Zoom call.
Thank you. What an honor.
Thank you.
The Knoxville Symphony Orchestra's March Masterworks concert, Portrait of a Queen, will be performed live and via live stream this Thursday, March 25th. Visit KnoxvilleSymphony.com for more information.